Well, good morning, boys and girls. Nice to see you all again. Back in school. Hasn't this been a strange year? You've had all sorts of extended, well, we'll not call them holidays, but non-school days. Well, we'll remember these days, I'm sure you will, long from now. We're turning to Hebrews, chapter 11, and a new verse. It's the verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. I was just thinking, even as we were singing the hymn this morning, that this good lady has attached to her a title that's not very complimentary. She's called Rahab the harlot, and that refers to her very wicked past, what she had been. And I was thinking, boys and girls, about you all. You're young. To a very large degree, you're innocent. You're unspoiled. And how important it is for you, by God's grace, to maintain that. By walking in the path of righteousness. Not going off into the world, as you will be tempted to do. Even at your age, you can be tempted to go off into the world. It's very unlikely you'll see it or meet it at home. But perhaps when you go out to play, you'll play with some who are not saved. And they will say, let's go and do. And you know right away, that's not something you should be doing. But they're saying, come on, it'll be great, it'll be fun. And maybe you say, no, I can't. And they'll begin maybe to snigger a wee bit. Why will you not go? Does your mommy not allow you? And they'll make a bit of fun about it. And you might fall victim and go with them and take your first steps into the world. Now, when you begin to follow the ways of the world, it'll leave a mark on you. And the longer a person is in the world, the deeper and the darker that mark becomes. And let me tell you something. Even if you get saved, having spent time in the world, you'll never forget that dark time. It'll always trouble you. It'll always trouble you. That's why we read here in this verse, Rahab the harlot. She was no longer an evil woman when we're reading about her here. But she carries that name with her. What she had been. That's what people thought about when they saw her. Oh, she was now embraced within Israel, within the people of God. But they still thought of her as what she had been. You know, when we get saved, God never remembers our sins again. Never. When we get saved, our sins are washed away by the Lord, and He forgets them. He puts them out of His mind, and He never remembers them again, forever. But the people in the world and the people around us, they don't forget like that. They mightn't want to, and they don't do it maliciously. But when they look upon the person who has lived a sinful life before they were converted, they can't help but remember that. And I'll tell you what's more. The person who has lived a sinful life before they were converted, they can't forget what they were. They can't forget. Oh, they've been forgiven. They know they're going to heaven. They know their sins are put away. But they can't forget. 1 Timothy and the chapter 1. And Paul's writing to his dear friend, his son in the faith, Timothy. And he has a lot of important things to say to him. But you know, one of the first things he says to him, verse 12 of chapter 1 says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before. Now he's remembering what he was, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Paul never forgot what he had been. And I'm sure Rahab never forgot what she had been. And what I'm saying to you, boys and girls, is this. If you know the Lord, stay close by Him, that you might not do things that from years from now you will deeply regret and grieve over. And will trouble your mind and heart. And cause you to say, I wish I had never done that. I think of my own experience. When I was not quite 20, I was taken to court for driving a car under the influence of drink, found guilty, fined, and I lost my license for 1 year. Wasn't allowed to drive. And at the end of that year, I got my license back, but written at the back of it was my court appearance, the date of it, the fine, and the fact that I had been banned from driving. And that stayed in that license until that license was renewed, so that it was there for a number of years. It was there when I had become a minister, and oftentimes, as was the case in those days, I would have been stopped at police checkpoints, produced my license. They would have looked at it and saw it at the back. Here's a minister, drunk in charge of a car. What is this? And I used to say to the policeman, let me explain that. And I would give my testimony, how that shortly after that happened, I was saved. And I could tell them. But it used to come up again and again and again. And what I'm saying to you today, boys and girls, is stay on the path of holiness, that you might be delivered from doing that which will forever trouble your heart and mind and soil your name, Rahab the harlot. Now, those few thoughts came to me as I was sitting here on the seat and you were singing the hymn. Now I'll say what, or at least I'll start to say what I prepared for the assembly. We're looking at the verse then, the verse 31. We'll read it again. By faith. There's that little phrase, by faith. You know that it's here in this chapter again and again and again and again and again. And all the people mentioned in the chapter have all been changed by faith. Faith has had a tremendous impact upon them. Oh, boys and girls, to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the key to a new life, to eternal life, to heaven, in the presence of God forever. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. See what faith did for her? She perished not. She perished not. Faith delivered Rahab from perishing. Let me tell you a little thing about the Greek language. Because the New Testament was written in Greek, you know that. It wasn't written in English. It was written in Greek. That was the language of the day. The universal language, virtually. No matter where you went, people had some understanding, at least, of Greek. Many of them spoke it as their common language. And consequently, God instructed his servants, you write my word in Greek, so that the vast majority of people can understand it. Oh, God wants people to understand the Bible. He wants you to read the Bible and understand. Well, the Greek word that is here translated into English by the English word perishing, it appears nowhere else in the New Testament. It's all on its own. It's a unique word. And do you know what that suggests to me? Boys and girls, to perish in your sins is most dreadful. Just as God uses one word, never used anywhere else, to describe what it is to be lost in sin, so to be lost in sin is an event that is unique. There's nothing else like it. The world thinks that to die and go to hell, that's just like some bad experience they have had here on earth. Maybe they fell and had an accident. Maybe they fell sick. Maybe they lost their job and lost their money. And they had a time of real trouble. And they think, that's what it will be like when they go to hell. Well, they're wrong. There is nothing on this earth like dying and going to hell. Just as God used this unique Greek word to describe what it was Rahab was delivered from, perishing. So to perish in your sins, boys and girls, is a thing most dreadful, and there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. Her faith was seen, according to this verse, in that she believed what had been reported about the Lord. Look at the verse again, verse 31. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. You see, she alone, likely with members of her family, she alone within that city, believed what had been reported for a long time. about what God did for Israel in taking them out of Egypt, dividing the Red Sea, miracles in the wilderness. That was talked about by everybody. Rahab tells us that. You older ones, Joshua chapter 2. And you younger ones, pin back your ears and listen while I read from Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, verse 9, here's Rahab talking to the spies that had been sent out to have a look at what was happening in Jericho and then report back to Joshua, the leader of Israel. And she said unto the man, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how that the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, for he is God in heaven above and earth beneath. That's what you heard. And not only her, but all in Jericho had heard what God had done. And this was over 40 years before. That's how long ago they had been delivered. Then they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. So they still remembered what they had heard. And she remembered. She remembered. But she not only heard, boys and girls, she believed. That's what it says. She believed what she had heard. She says, I know. That's an important little word. You see it there. I know, she says. It wasn't just a rumor that she heard and then forgot about. It wasn't just a report, the subject of gossip among the women folk and the men folk that she listened to and then dismissed and forgot about. No, she heard what God had done and she believed. She says, I know the Lord is God in heaven above. Boys and girls, let me ask you, you have heard a lot more about the Lord than Rahab has. You have on your knee at this moment the Bible, in which is recorded innumerable mighty works by God. But do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe that God is indeed God alone? Have you trusted in Him? You've heard the gospel report. You've heard how the Lord Jesus came into the world to seek and to save. But have you believed on Him? Rahab did. She didn't hear it as clearly as you have, but she believed. Have you believed? How sad it would be to hear the gospel and not believe it and perish. Because remember what the verse says? She perished not with those that believed not. There were plenty in Jericho who heard the same as Rahab, exactly the same as Rahab, but they didn't believe what they heard about God, and they perished under His judgment. Is there someone here this morning, and you've heard what the others in the school have heard, but you haven't believed? If you don't believe, you'll perish. You'll perish. She had heard, she had understood, she took it in, and she believed what she had heard. Now, I want you to notice something else. What time is it? Oh, it's nearly time to go. So we have one more point. We know that she believed. She gave evidence of it because she changed the way she lived. The Bible says faith without works is not faith, it's dead. And there were works came into Rahab's life as a result of her faith in the report she heard about God. Look at what it says in our text. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. You see, everyone else, apart from Rahab and her family, everyone else would have killed the spies, hated the spies. But Rahab received them in peace. Don't you understand what this is saying? She had an attitude toward Israel and an attitude toward the God of Israel that was different from everybody else in Jericho. Why? Because she believed. She believed what she had heard about God. And she changed her mind regarding God and Israel and the people of Israel. That word received there in the verse, she had received the spies. You know what it means? She reached out her hand. That's what literally it means. She reached out her hand and took them into her home. You know, in the church, when someone becomes a member of the church, there's a little ceremony, and it takes place at the communion service. And the person who is joining the church is introduced, as it were, their testimony is given, and then they're given the right hand of fellowship. They're received by the hand. And that's what Rahab did. She received them, she put out her hand and took them into her home. And she did so with peace. She received the spies with peace, not with hatred, not with feelings of war that all the other people in Jericho had. By nature, you know, we are the enemies of God and the enemies of God's people. But when you come to the Lord Jesus, you're changed. What a wonderful change. We sang this morning, "In my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." I can remember, boys and girls, and even as I say it, this to you, it comes back to me with power. I can remember when I turned my back on all that I did before and the people that I kept company with before, I stepped into the company of folk I didn't know at the time. The congregation of the Free Presbyterian Church and the old church on the Ravenhill Road. I stepped in among them. I can still remember the very first ones I met. An old man, he's in heaven, Joe Black. A young lady, she was called Joan MacDonald. She's now Mrs. Joan Cairns. And I hope you pray for her, for she's not too well with this virus at the present time. Those were just some of them that I met that first time. Now before I was saved, I would have looked on such people as fools, nutcases, as we would say. But not now. These were my people. And that's how it was with Rahab. She received the spies with peace. She was at one with them. She was at one with them. There's a wee verse that says, "If any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away." That happened to Rahab. She really was converted. And she showed that she was converted by the works that she engaged in, by the new way of living that she manifested. What she said to the spies, she lived out. She endorsed, as it were, and proved by her works. She not only said, "I believe in the God of heaven," but she said, "You're my friends. I'm one with you." We leave the matter there, but boys and girls, how is it with you today? How is it with you today? Have you received the Savior? And are you living for Him and showing by your life that you're truly saved? May the Lord bless His word to all of our hearts. We're bowing in prayer quickly now. Dear Lord, I pray, Thou who art the God who saved Rahab, in the most wonderful of circumstances, speak to the boys and girls here. And if there's one, Lord, not yet saved, please have mercy upon them. And cause them to hear who Thou art and what Thou hast done, and to believe what they hear. And show by works that they're truly saved. Bless the school today. Everything that concerns it, Lord, we're in trying times, but God is on the throne. Answer prayer. Bless us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.